Well, you've heard about the pointless Windows programs and apps that you should uninstall immediately. Well, I've got a list too. It's the Guy or Crook Report. Podbean.com. There's 10 of them listed there. Some of them are pretty well known that you got to take off, like the Flash Player you don't need anymore because you're not doing that anymore. But you might not know about other ones that you have installed that need to go away. So do take a look at that, won't you? The 10 pointless Windows programs is in the Google document at the Guy or Crook Report.podbean.com. I've got them so you can get them. Well, one year for Christmas, youngest son and his wife got me a Fitbit watch so I could keep track of my steps because I like to go for walks and so forth. It's hard to do today when the air quality is so bad from the forest fire smoke. But anyway, I got the Fitbit watch and I found out you can change the watch face. The default watch face that comes with, you can change to another one. So I tried to do that and ended up, I had to look it up on Google, how do you do that? And I've got those steps outlined in the Google document, bulleted list there. But I've also created a video, which I'm going to tag onto this one. And so if you've got access to YouTube, you can watch it there. Okay, so you open the Fitbit app, like it's shown in the video recording I put on the YouTube. And it's got Fitbit Premium, okay. And I'm going to click on the Today tab, like it shows, and it's there. So then tap on the profile picture, like so, and then you're going to see a list. You click on your watch. I got an old Versa. That's the one I got for Christmas a couple years ago. And then you go to the gallery, like so. Once the gallery opens up, then you go to the little plus sign. You can have up to 5 watch faces saved. You can see I've got a couple in there already. So I'm going to add another watch face, and it's going to be in the list of free ones because I've already kind of looked at ones. And so you go to view all, right? And there it is. Finish Line is the name of it. I'm going to click on that one. And then that installs it. So it'll appear in the list of 5 faces that I've put onto the watch. There's already 2 there. So this is number 3. So I can add 2 more. Okay. Hope that helps. So I'm using the Bird Buddy app on my phone. So then when I get an alert, you can see up in the top left the little bird heads. That means I've had a visitor on my Bird Buddy digital bird feeder. So I click on that, and it says, well, let's see who we got. Like something went wrong. Well, that means I got to click up here. And there's the first one. And I'm going to collect that house finch image, and it's loading up the video. And do I like the video? Yeah, I want to save that. That looks cute. Sometimes there's another bird comes in at the same time that the first one is there, and that turns into a little bit of a battle. But we don't see a battle. We see some images we can save, so we'll save a couple of those. Save the selection. Share it with the community. Oh, and there's another one. So we click on that. And this is looking pretty dark. I don't know if I'm going to like this video. Oh, that's a good start. Oh, I see. They hopped down and they got the feed. I can thank Wild Birds Unlimited for selling me the sunflower seed hearts, they call it. Just the seed that you eat part. And I feed that and the finches just seem to love it. I've got over 160 visits from finches, and we'll save that video, and we'll pick this picture and this picture to save. We'll save that selection, and we'll share it with the community. And that's about it. If you've got somebody on your gift list and you need to get them something that's way cool, Bird Buddy Bird Feeder. So if there's a question in my mind, it's this. Can you tell if the free browser extensions that you've installed are bad? The way to know, well, if they've got an extension and it has to do everything from the sites you visit, the keystrokes, even the passwords, that means it's a bad extension or a poorly secured browser if you can expose you and your data. One thing to consider, and what I've done, I changed browsers. I went to Vivaldi, and it's based on Chrome, but Vivaldi doesn't track what you're doing, and so it's a little bit more comforting. I'm using it exclusively on my Linux Mint workstation, which is another thing I'm doing to try to stay safe at home. Let me put it this way. When I graduated high school back in 1969, we did not have a cyber safety review board, but we do now. Thanks to President Biden, who's an executive order to improve the nation's cybersecurity. I've got all of the details in a Google document, the GuyRcookReport.podbean.com. Take a look at that. I want you to take a look at the links in the bottom. I think you're going to like what's involved there. Talks about who's got responsibilities, different sources of information, how to stay safe online, etc. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on GuyRcook.com. If you like this episode on YouTube, and give it a thumbs up on YouTube.com and click the bell to subscribe to future episodes, it's a wrap.